Welcome back to part two of the Classic Rock Show. Today we are playing songs from the 2021 class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Jim, who are we featuring next?
Oh, wait a minute, Mark. I have some more trivia questions for you.
Let me get my iPhone out.
Well, no, do this off the top of your head. Come on.
Okay, bro, lay it on me.
Okay, who is the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
All right, I'm going to take an educated guess. Now, probably was the Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin?
Yep, you're right. What year? 87.
I have no idea.
87.
Well, speaking of Aretha, there is a new movie about her starring Chicago native Jennifer Hudson, who also starred in the movie Dreamgirls. But I read very recently the Rolling Stone magazine fact-checked the new biopic, and they said they got some facts wrong.
Well, they didn't call us. They should have called us, and then they could have had everything
right.
You
know, we're on the first names on the Rolodexes to be called. I'm surprised.
We should be.
All right.
Well, let's get back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have a list of 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Mark, who do you think has the most songs on the list?
Okay, I'm going to guess, but I'm going to kind of throw a few people in here. I would start with the Beatles, then Elvis, and how about Dylan?
Well, the Beatles have the most with 8, and they are tied with one other artist. Try to name them, but I'll tell you, Elvis also has 7, which is the most by any solo artist. So who are the Beatles tied with at 8?
Okay, well, how about the Stones? Maybe the Beach Boys? Maybe Chuck Berry?
Which one? Pick one. Well, it's the Stones. The Stones. Very good.
But I thought it was multiple choice.
No. Okay. I'm just telling you. But the Beach Boys and Chuck are right behind. They have 5 each.
Okay. And let's not forget our friend Jimmy Sands and the Shadows of Night. Their song, GLORIA, is on that list. And as a side note, I hope everyone with an internet connection goes to the Huntley Community Radio website and listens to our interview with Jimmy. There was so much great material and music that we are spreading it across 2 separate shows. Is that right, Jim?
Yes, that was 2 shows from last week and the week before. So it's been archived, so go listen to it. It's a really good show. Up next are the Go-Go's. They came together in Los Angeles in 1978, and band members came and went, but the band's classic lineup of Charlotte Caffey, Brenda Carlisle, Gina Schaak, Kathy Valentine, and Jane Wiedlin. The ladies started out as a punk band, but they morphed into an alternative rock band with simple pop hooks. They played several venues in San Francisco, including those on the Sunset Strip in L.A., and they played the Whiskey A Go-Go quite a bit. It was at these venues where they developed their sound and stage performance. And one day, while enjoying the dining pleasures of a Denny's on the Strip, they came up with the band's name.
Well, speaking of Denny's, I was always a Grand Slam kind of guy. What about you?
I was more of an IHOP guy, but I digress a little bit. In 1979, they recorded a demo in Los Angeles, and one of the songs was We Got the Beat. And while touring England in 1980, they built a following and decided to release the song We Got the Beat in the United Kingdom, and it became a minor hit. But in 1982, the song was released in the U.S. and made it all the way to number 2 on the charts. Their debut album, Beauty and the Beat, was released in 1981 and topped the charts. This remains an unequal achievement by an all-female band writing its own material and playing its own instruments. As popular as We Got the Beat is, I've chosen the song Our Lips Are Sealed, and here's why. It was their first American release in 1981 and reached the top 20 in the U.S. And in 2000, Rolling Stone magazine named the song as one of the 100 greatest pop songs of all time.
Thank you.
Well, that was the Go-Go's, and the band came full circle from their Hollywood beginnings when they were honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And now they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Very cool.
Yes, very cool. All right, Jim. Our next Hall of Famer appeared on the very first episode of Saturday Night Live back in October of 1975. Who was that guest?
I'm not really sure, but I'm going to guess the fifth Beatle, Billy Preston.
That's right. He played on the albums Let It Be and Abbey Road. And in fact, not many people will know this, John Lennon suggested making Billy a member of the Beatles prior to their breakup. Outside of the Beatles, Billy was known as one of the most sought-after keyboard session players in modern history.
And some of the music that was so important in his life was gospel music. He conducted his mother's church choir and as a child and teenager played keyboards for several gospel music pioneers.
And one of these was the ordained minister Little Richard. He also played and recorded with soul singer Sam Cooke. His solo career began in 1965, and he landed a regular gig on the popular American TV show Shindig. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. After his time with the Beatles, he recorded two albums for Apple Records, and he appeared on solo albums by John Lennon, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison, including Harrison's renowned 1971 concert for Bangladesh.
And, you know, I'll tell you, Mark, if that wasn't enough, he also composed music for the Stones, Eric Burdon, Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Bob Dylan, Elton John, Aretha Franklin, Barbara Streisand, the Jackson 5. Do you want me to keep going?
No.
No? Okay.
No,
stop.
We don't have the time, but whoa. Legendary soul man Sam Moore of Sam and Dave said this of Billy Preston, quote, "His legacy is so huge that I don't know where to start. So many genres over so many years. He was truly a genius." Unquote. So let's listen to his 1973 pop hit, Will It Go Around in Circles, a song that was later used in a Tiger Woods car commercial.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird? Go down in circles. Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I've got a story, ain't got no moral. Did the bad guy win every once in a while? I've got a story, ain't got no moral. Did the bad guy win every once in a while? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I gotta dance, ain't got no steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird? To my friends, I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the
booty fly high like a bird up in the sky.
Ba 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 ba. Ba, 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 da, ba, 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 ba. Oh, okay. I got carried away. Before we move on, I should mention that Ray Charles was Billy Preston's idol, and in fact, he played on Ray Charles' final studio album. Sadly, in 2006, we lost Billy. Our next act was an astute observer of our nation's political and social landscape. Jim, before you enlighten us, let's give our station a plug.
Okay, I'm going to practice this first. You are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and 24/7 on demand from anywhere in the world.
Well done.
Okay, well, we'll keep that then.
Well done.
All right, we're going to talk about Gil Scott Heron, who is a poet and a novelist, but also a musician. He is being honored by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the early influence category. Gil was born in Chicago, yay, but moved to New York early in his childhood. He was first recognized for his writing skills and with the help of his teacher was awarded a full scholarship to attend the
Fieldston School.
Fieldston School.
Yeah.
An ethical cultural school offering world-class progressive education with locations in Manhattan and the Bronx. Upon graduation, he attended Lincoln University where he met Brian Jackson and formed a band called Black and Blues.
Like that.
Yeah. Scott Heron released more than 15 albums. His first in 1970 was titled New Black Poet Small Talk at 125th and Lenox.
Woo!
That's a long title.
Get that on a 45.
Yeah, that's a hard one. His early albums included such classic works as The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Lady Day and John Coltrane, and Home is Where the Hatred Is. Scott Heron collaborated often with his friend Brian Jackson to create music that fused edgy poetry, soul, jazz, blues, and the sounds of urban America. His music made him a forerunner to a later generation of socially conscious rappers like Tupac Shakur, Jay-Z, and Common. We're going to play a live version of his song, The Bottle, which originally came on his Winter in America album in 1974. It's a social commentary on alcohol abuse. It's a great song. Listen to the great keyboards and the funky beat of the bass player. I think you're really going to enjoy this one.
Come on, get out of this one here. Come on with this. We're celebrating for 25 more. We bring you one more for the spirit of rebirth and regeneration. Yes, indeed. Mama Go got me to get you. Mama Go got me in it. Won't let go, won't let go, won't let go. See, see that black boy over there running scared. His old man in the bottle. Well, now he done quit hitting 95. He drink full time. Now he's hanging in the bottle. His old man got a problem. Booze, booze. He done fought on everything. His old mama wear the ring for bottle. Baby, like, don't you think it's a crime? Get away. Time after time after time. People in the bottle. People living in the bottle. This is the summer. Don't you think it's a crime? Anyway, time after time after time, people in the bottle. People living in the bottle. Come on, Kevin.
And that was The Bottle by Mr. Gil Scott-Heron. Love that. All right, Mark, now we have something completely different.
You're right. And our final Hall of Fame act is completely different. And it's appropriate that they are being inducted into the early influence category. Kraftwerk has been called the Rosetta Stone of electro by disco historian Peter Shapiro. They laid the groundwork for hip-hop, synth-pop, techno, trance, and dance music. And early on, they connected with DJs at urban dance clubs, and their music has been sampled by hundreds of artists. Acts that owe them a debt of gratitude include the Human League, Gary Numan, Stereolab, Daft Punk, Afrika Bambaataa, Spaceman 3, and New Order.
Afrika Bambaataa?
Afrika Bambaataa.
Okay.
Yeah. The spelling is a little different, but... Anyways,
Kraftwerk's roots go back to 1968, Dusseldorf, Germany. There were four men obsessed with synthesizers and ambient sounds, and they were looking to merge art, improvisation, culture, and music. They described their music as audiovisual paintings and soundscapes. In other words, music that you can see.
Do you know what Kraftwerk means, Jim? It means power plant. It's German for power plant, so.
Good for them.
Okay. Well, the avant-garde band was co-founded and co-produced by Florian Schneider, who is now deceased, and Ralph Hutter. They were a curiosity at first, and they barely filled any venues, and Melody Maker magazine really trashed them. They called the band robots playing emotionless music with no variety or taste.
But now they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's so right.
Their breakthrough 1975 single Autobahn made them unlikely stars, which ran counter to their reclusive nature. The original track was 24 minutes long, but with edits turned into an international hit single.
Yeah, and while we make fun of them, you cannot get a ticket to see them today. They rarely perform, but it's impossible to score a ticket, so they had the last laugh. Speaking of the Autobahn, Jim, have you ever been on the German Autobahn?
No, I haven't been to Germany.
Okay, well, I have, and I got to tell you, I wasn't impressed. I think people drive much faster and more reckless on Interstate 294. But back to the music. All right. Their late 1970 albums, Radioactivity, Trans Europe Express, and The Main Machine, won over rock stars like David Bowie and Michael Jackson. And in 1981, they had a chart-topping album, Computer World, where their sounds found their way into early hip-hop and techno rock. Inner City was paying attention. I wasn't, but...
No, me neither, but whatever. And after a quiet period, they resurfaced again in 1991 with The Mix, an album of remix and rearranged songs for dance clubs. They continued to rework and release material from their digital archives. Among their more recent fans, Bono of U2, Beck, Chris Martin of Coldplay.
Yeah.
All liked them.
Yeah, yeah. It's time to revisit the song that launched the new wave of music. But first, let's do our best Mike Myers impression from the Saturday Night Live skit Sprockets. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember Sprockets? Okay. Here is the 1975 single version of Autobahn.
That was Autobahn by Kraftwerk, an acquired taste, Mark, I would say. But let's ask an expert, another German. Sergeant Schultz, what'd you think?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Well, that's...
he's not going to be a very good music critic, is he?
No,
he stick to his day job.
That's true. Anyway, that's our show for today. We hope you enjoyed it. And remember, if you want your favorite artist in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you have to register and vote.
That's right. Register on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website. Please join us every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Or you can listen to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website, huntleyradio.com. Our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, is available on Amazon and online at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum.
And to view my classic rock photography, visit my website, jimsamariaphoto.com. You can also stop by Hey Nani in Arlington Heights to view my photo exhibit of 1970s classic rock artists. And I'm very proud to say the show has been extended through November. You can also find Mark and me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio. WHRULP 101.5 FM and on demand anywhere in the world, including Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum, and Dusseldorf, Germany, where it all began for Kraftwerk.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.